Milwaukee Riverkeeper is a local nonprofit that's been striving to achieve swimmable and fishable waters for nearly 30 years. Cleanup is Milwaukee Riverkeeper's middle name. Now it's adding a couple of high-tech tools to its arsenal. This morning, Milwaukee Riverkeeper will officially introduce two different kinds of robots designed to pick up plastics on beaches and in waterways. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz got a sneak peek and brings us this story.
Milwaukee Riverkeeper's Cheryl Nunn is waiting at the McKinley boat launch for her colleague to arrive.
We have this like robot thingy. It's pretty heavy.
The robot is called a pixie drone, smaller than a paddle boat and lower to the water. It's designed to capture floating bits of plastic. Plastic pollution is a huge problem in Milwaukee's waterways.
Normally like 90% plastic that we see out here. So that robot will be cleaning up that floatable plastic on the waterways that kind of gets stuck behind the piers and behind the riverwalk. But there's some concern that it might get stuck.
So Nen says a kayak or two will chaperone the pixie in case it needs rescuing. Nen tells me how this project came to life.
Yeah, so we were approached by a group. It was called the Council of the Great Lakes Region, and they had some funding from Meijer, the grocery store Meijer, to purchase a lot of these plastic cleaning robots. And so they own the robots, but we were essentially given funding to run them.
The problem plastic poses to our environment is daunting.
Only 8% of the plastic right now in the U.S. is being recycled. And so, you know, obviously if you drive around cities like Milwaukee, we have an incredible amount of trash. And so, you know, all that stuff you see on the street and most of the city when it rains, it's washed into a storm drain and eventually into one of our local rivers and eventually into the lake, which is our drinking water supply. It's, you know, obviously a huge problem, and this is a very small solution, but I think a big part of it hopefully will be education.
10 miles south at Bayview Beach, Nunn's colleague Katie Rademacher is working out the kinks of Riverkeeper's other robotic plastic picker-upper.
I think there's like a loose connection somewhere.
This is Bebot. It's about the size of a small riding mower. Its caterpillar treads roll across the beach.
It's pushing the sand through, collecting the plastic, and then putting the sand back.
With the push of a button, the Bebot lifts and then dumps its load to the ground.
And we do have to sift through, you know, everything it finds as well.
Rademacher means pick through by hand, and the process doesn't end there.
We take it back to the office or work with volunteer groups, and we sift through and we kind of quantify what we find. And additionally, anything that has a brand on it, we're trying to do like a brand audit, just so we can kind of see what we're finding the most of.
Rademacher says this summer is about learning the nuances of the Bebot and the Pixie Drone. Next summer,
we'll just be rocking and rolling, which will be good.
There's no telling how much plastic the two robots will collect on Milwaukee's beaches and rivers. And what will they do with all that garbage? Milwaukee Riverkeeper says stay tuned. A work of art might arise from the plastic, something beautiful and educational. I leave Rademacher and her colleagues at Bayview Beach.
When it's working, like there's so much plastic here that it's hard to like call it.
Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Support for environmental reporting is provided in part by Brico Fund.